Task 1. You are going to hear different tips on how to save money around the home. Read headings B to I carefully and listen to the recordings. In block capitals, write the letter of the heading which goes with each recording in the space provided, as in example 0. There is one extra heading which does not go with any of the recordings. Answers must be based exclusively on the information in the recording. Now you have 30 seconds to read the headings. Example 0.
I'm Jasmine Birtles. I'm from moneymagpie.com.
The marvellous thing about being green, being environmentally aware, on the whole, it's a lot cheaper. It's your basic stuff about checking your insulation, getting into the habit of wearing jumpers rather than putting the heating up, making sure that the drafts are all plugged up. It's dull stuff, it's basic, but it works, frankly.
1.
My name is Matthew Linden. I'm the founder of the Thrifty Living website. There's an awful lot of time involved in growing your own, and therefore I think when you first start doing it, it feels like it's not actually that good value, because the amount of effort and time you put into it doesn't seem kind of in proportion to the savings you're making. But then when you actually think about it, you can have stuff like strawberries, raspberries, red currants, things that in a supermarket would cost you, say, £2 a pack, and they're all entirely free.
2.
My name's Nina Campbell. I'm an interior designer. I also design fabrics and wallpapers and furniture. Sometimes what I've done, if I haven't had enough money for curtains, I've bought a bolt of, let's say, lining fabric or a muslin and just made curtains at the window just that fit, even if you sort of gather them up on your machine and nail them onto the window frame and tie them back loosely so that they give a soft feel of sort of softness and light coming through a nice sort of gauze is always very pretty.
3.
I think not buying expensive cuts of meat is one way you can save a lot of money. So you can buy, say, a 500 gram pack of mince that would make two meals, say a spaghetti bolognese and a chili, and then you could make shepherd's pie or you can make lasagna. So that would be two meals essentially out of a 500 gram pack of mince for £2.50, as opposed to a cut of meat that might cost you £4, £5, £6 and would just do one meal.
4.
Every single fabric designer has a sale once a year somewhere, usually in a town hall or something, so keep your eyes open for that. Go to those markets on Sundays and see what there is around. You can go to all sorts of reclamation centres. You can go on eBay and find things and think about buying furniture, repainting it, reusing it for something different.
5.
I've just recently got into gardening, and of course the great thing about gardening is that you should be able to do it theoretically pretty much for free. One of the difficulties about gardening is knowing what grows in your garden, and so one of the things that you want to do is look at gardens around you and use plants that they're using successfully. So what I tend to do with my neighbour now is we trade clippings from our plants, and that way I get plants for free and I know that they're going to grow in my garden.
6.
It's now becoming much cooler than it was before to have second-hand things. And I'm very much into getting a good second-hand rather than cheap new, really. You know, you can go onto Gumtree, they've got marvellous stuff, eBay, obviously. And then, of course, there are auctions around. And the marvellous thing about buying furniture second-hand is furniture doesn't keep its value at all. It's the like cars, you know, once you get it out of the showroom, it's lost half its value, pretty much. So you can actually get very good stuff at half price or less if you go to auctions or if you go on to eBay.
7.
Obviously, with the times that we're living in, we have all got to be much more thrifty. There's a wonderful Noel Coward song, which I was listening to the other night, called There Are Bad Times Around the Corner. And I must say, not only are they around the corner, but I think they've arrived for us. We must go on seeing our friends and entertaining and seeing our family. So let's do it at home. But let's make it an occasion still. It's very easy to lay a table and make it look pretty. I mean, you can go down to where all the Indian shops are and buy those wonderful sari materials. I bought a fantastic length the other day and laid a table. It was all pink and silver. So it immediately makes you smile and feel happy.
Now, listen again. Example 0.
I'm Jasmine Birtles, I'm from moneymagpie.com. The marvellous thing about being green, being environmentally aware, on the whole, it's a lot cheaper. It's your basic stuff about checking your insulation, getting into the habit of wearing jumpers rather than putting the heating up, making sure that the drafts are all plugged up. It's dull stuff, it's basic, but it works, frankly.
1.
My name is Matthew Linden. I'm the founder of the Thrifty Living website. There's an awful lot of time involved in growing your own, and therefore I think when you first start doing it, it feels like it's not actually that good value, because the amount of effort and time you put into it doesn't seem kind of in proportion to the savings you're making. But then when you actually think about it, you can have stuff like strawberries, raspberries, red currants, things that in a supermarket would cost you, say, £2 a pack, and they're all entirely free.
2.
My name's Nina Campbell. I'm an interior designer. I also design fabrics and wallpapers and furniture. Sometimes what I've done, if I haven't had enough money for curtains, I've bought a bolt of, let's say, lining fabric or a muslin, and just made curtains at the window just that fit, even if you sort of gather them up on your machine and nail them onto the window frame and tie them back loosely so that they give a soft feel of sort of softness and light coming through a nice sort of gauze is always very pretty.
3.
I think not buying expensive cuts of meat is one way you can save a lot of money. So you can buy, say, a 500 gram pack of mince that would make two meals, say a spaghetti bolognese and a chili, and then you could make a shepherd's pie, or you can make lasagna. So that would be two meals essentially out of a 500 gram pack of mince for £2.50, as opposed to a cut of meat that might cost you £4, £5, £6 and would just do one meal.
4.
Every single fabric designer has a sale once a year somewhere, usually in a town hall or something, so keep your eyes open for that. Go to those markets on Sundays and see what there is around. You can go to all sorts of reclamation centres. You can go on eBay and find things and think about buying furniture, repainting it, using it for something different.
5.
I've just recently got into gardening, and of course the great thing about gardening is that you should be able to do it theoretically pretty much for free. One of the difficulties about gardening is knowing what grows in your garden, and so one of the things that you want to do is look at gardens around you and use plants that they're using successfully. So what I tend to do with my neighbour now is we trade clippings from our plants, and that way I get plants for free and I know that they're going to grow in my garden.
6.
It's now becoming much cooler than it was before to have second-hand things. And I'm very much into getting a good second-hand rather than cheap new, really. You know, you can go onto Gumtree, they've got marvellous stuff, eBay, obviously. And then, of course, there are auctions around. And the marvellous thing about buying furniture second-hand is furniture doesn't keep its value at all. It's like cars, you know, once you get it out of the showroom, it's lost half its value, pretty much. So you can actually get very good stuff at half price or less if you go to auctions or if you go onto eBay.
7.
Obviously, with the times that we're living in, we have all got to be much more thrifty. There's a wonderful Noel Coward song, which I was listening to the other night, called There Are Bad Times Around the Corner. And I must say, not only are they around the corner, but I think they've arrived for us. We must go on seeing our friends and entertaining and seeing our family. So let's do it at home. But let's make it an occasion still. It's very easy to lay a table and make it look pretty. I mean, you can go down to where all the Indian shops are and buy those wonderful sari materials. I bought a fantastic length the other day and laid a table. It was all pink and silver. So it immediately makes you smile and feel happy.